The 66th Grammy Awards are taking place Sunday at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles, and the excitement started early. The premiere ceremony, a pre-telecast show, began with host, songwriter Justin Tranter setting the scene, giving out the first award of the day, Best Pop Duo, Group Performance, which went to SZA and Phoebe Bridgers for Ghost in the Machine. The first of three new categories in 2024, Best Pop Dance Recording, was given out shortly afterward and went to Kylie Minogue for Padam Padam, her first win in 18 years. About 80 Grammys will be handed out pre-broadcast, which included regional Mexican star Peso Pluma winning his first Grammy for his first and only nomination, for Best Musica Mexicana album for his Genesis. Billie Eilish and Finneas arrived early in the afternoon to collect their trophy for Best Song Written for Visual Media, awarded to the brother-sister duo for their Barbie ballad, What Was I Made For? This is shocking to me, Eilish said. I was expecting to turn right back around and leave. I want to thank our parents, our dad, who worked as a construction worker at Mattel Corporation for much of our childhood to keep food on the table, said Finneas. Women outpace men in the major categories, so expect to see a spotlight on its female nominees as the night continues. Comedian Trevor Noah will host for a fourth year in a row. History could be made, and unlike those other award shows, the Grammys doubles as a concert featuring the biggest artists in the world. How to Watch the Main Show will air live on CBS and Paramount Plus beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. Paramount Plus with Showtime subscribers can watch live and on demand. Paramount Plus Essential subscribers won't be able to stream the ceremony until the next day. E! Will broadcast its Live from E! Countdown to the Grammys show, with a mix of fashion coverage and celebrity interviews starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, hosted by Laverne Cox and comedian Heather McMahon. The Associated Press is streaming a red carpet show with interviews and fashion footage. It is available on YouTube, Twitter and the app's website beginning at 4 p.m. Eastern. The NOMINEESSZA is the lead contender with 9 nominations, followed closely by Victoria Monet and Bridgers with 7. Bridgers' band Boy Genius has 6, as does Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, Miley Cyrus, Billie Eilish, Brandi Clark, Batiste and producer Jack Antonoff. Barbie, fans have a reason to celebrate. Just like its performance at the box office, the film will make its presence known at the Grammys. Music from the hit film's soundtrack earned 11 nominations, including nabbing 4 of the 5 slots in the visual media song category. There are a few history-making opportunities as well. A black woman hasn't won Album of the Year since 1999, when The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was awarded the top prize. This year, SZA or Janelle Monáe could change that. If Taylor Swift takes home Album of the Year, she breaks the record of the artist with the most wins, ever, with 4. Lana Del Rey and Miley Cyrus may win their first Grammys. If Victoria Monet's Hollywood wins Best Traditional R&B Performance, her 2-year-old daughter Hazel will become the youngest Grammy winner. Karol G could become the first female artist to ever win in the Best Musica Urbana Album category if she wins for Mañana Será Bonito. Jack Antonoff could tie Babyface as the producer with the most consecutive wins in the Producer of the Year, non-classical category with a 3rd win in 2024. WHO will perform? A lot of people. The list includes SZA, a first-ever Grammys performance from Joni Mitchell, and 5-time Grammy winner and 23-time nominee Billy Joel. The lineup also includes Grammy winners and current nominees Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, Dua Lipa, Burna Boy, Luke Combs and Travis Scott. Read also. Alison Russell, Drake and Serban Ganea lead Canadian Grammy contenders. _ _Maria Sherman, The Associated Press.